from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Play up and down the lineup, very competitive, can play a higher skill game or can play a more physical type game if you need. And just felt that that was the type of guy we were looking forward to that could be in that mix in that group of nine somewhere, wherever Lindy decides to use him. But I just like his package, and I like his competitiveness, and I like his age of where some experience I think helps our group.
Are you still trying to add somebody to play in the top six?
Yeah, I mean, I won't do it. It's not like the offseason stops, you know. There's ongoing conversations. Plus, you know, things, the dust settles a little bit and you see where different teams are. But I really like where our group's at right now. I like it a lot. I like the look of our team. We had goals coming in this offseason, what we were trying to achieve. And I think we're a much better team today than we were a couple days ago.
How do you feel about the bottom six with the group of guys that you added today? And do you see Lafferty somebody who can play center?
Yep. So, you know, when you look at the offseason, you know, kind of what we were looking to accomplish, we wanted to be harder to play against. We wanted to bring in more physicality, more identity kind of into that bottom six. We wanted to be a team that wears teams out, that can be relentless, you know, on the forecheck and hard. And we want to be a team that's better, more responsible defensively. So when you look at the additions that we've, you know, brought in over the last few days now, starting with Malenstein, guys like Malenstein and Abe Cabell that hit hard, they're physical. I mean, I think all three of those with Lafferty had more hits than, you know, any of our forwards in last year. So they have an element. Lafferty is a really, really likable player. You know, I kind of describe him as he's a winning hockey player, plays center or wing, comfortable either way. Good penalty killer, really good speed and size. You know, it's 6 foot, can skate, and just a disruptive player. And, you know, he scored 13 goals last year, can chip in offensively. But I like his versatility. You know, the plan going in, signing him, was the thought of him playing center. But, you know, if we need to move him to the wing, we can do that too.
Gilbert's a guy, you know, a lot of people here are obviously familiar with. I mean, do you want him to serve that seventh, eighth defenseman maybe? I mean, do you envision him here?
Yep. Gibby's a guy that, you know, just I've known over the years, obviously, and just from him being from here and watched him develop. I think he's turned himself into, last year he really took a big step and turned himself into an NHL defenseman. He knows what he needs to do to play in this league. He's a big, strong kid who's very, very competitive and continues to work on his game to get better. He's not afraid to fight. He's done that a number of times. He competes hard, you know. So we, again, another guy that you're bringing in some size, physicality. We don't have a lot of that on our back end, you know, and we have size, but not as much after Sammy, you know, not as much of that heavy, heavy game that he brings. So, you know, when I look at our group now, we have a lot of skill. We have a lot of talent. I think we've proven in this league over the last couple of years that we have guys that can, as talented as anyone, and make plays. We needed to round the group out. We needed to get harder. We needed to just have a little more of a presence where we can go after teams and roll over and over and just become that tougher team to play against. And the skill is exciting and great, but we just needed to kind of get the mix a little bit better, and that was why we were so, you know, focused on that. We need to be better defensively. So those are the areas that we'll talk about as we get into training camp.
The guy that you're, I mean, you have to re-sign him still, obviously, but is he a guy that you're looking at as maybe being a third line center? And how is that role, is that going to change all under Lindy?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think Peyton Krebs is someone that, he's still a young player. You've heard me talk about this. You know, I think he showed a lot of signs over the last year of starting to understand the defensive side of the game. He's a very, very competitive kid. He's getting better and better, like, in different areas. He's got great vision. He has offensive skill. We know that from, you know, his track record, you know, before we traded for him. And now he's still going to find his way. I think there's a chance for him, the upside of being a player that can play higher up the lineup, whether that's as a center, which we believe he is, or maybe eventually could he slide to the wing? Yeah, like, we're open to that. But what I really like now is we have a group of players that Lindy and the coaching staff can kind of decide how they want to put the lines together. You know, we have some high-end skill that we feel is that can play against anyone in the league when it comes to the skill, and now we have some physicality and compete and some more veteran players that I think really give Lindy some, you know, ability to move things around a little bit.
Understanding that you've just added 5 players in the last 3 days, where is it right now organizationally trying to recruit players? First thing I'm sure most guys say to you is, you haven't made the playoffs in 13 years in a row. How difficult is it to even get in the room with certain guys just because of that?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's some things with that, Mike, that for sure you look for players that want to win. You know, so it's a natural question. Where do I fit? How, am I going to win in the place that I'm going, if they have the choice, if they're unrestricted free agents? So, yeah, that matters. But, you know, I want players that want to be here, and players that give me a quick, I'm not sure I want to be a Saber because of whatever, then we move on to the next. I don't even give it a second thought. But yeah, it doesn't even really phase me in terms of any of those, that type of stuff. But yeah, of course, it's always going to be part of that. We have to hold up our end of the bargain here and win more hockey games, become a playoff team that's year after year there. But we're on that journey now, you know, and that's where we need to take a step, and we need to do it this year.
You guys were 23rd in the league in goals per game last year. You lose Jeff, Victor signs elsewhere, and you guys added players today, but that means Zucker's had one 20-plus goal season in the last several years. So where do you see the goals coming from with this?
Yeah, like I said, I mean, hey, like, every team, you want to score more, and I think some of that can be just internally. Can guys take a big step and have a bigger offensive year? I'm not concerned about our talent or skill level or our ability to score goals. I believe we have that in our room. We needed to be a team that just that the roster's rounded out and makes more sense in matchups and all these things. And, you know, and Jeff, like, you know, when you make these decisions, when he kind of got in a spot where he was not going to be on your top line and playing top power play minutes or minutes in general, you have to make hard decisions. And that's the kind of the internal debate that we had. And when you're looking at the cap and all the different things you're juggling, you know, that's why we ended up making the decision. But I'm honestly, Lance, we have talent on that roster. We need to play sharper. We need to play more consistent. We need to be more competitive. And I'm not concerned on the offensive part.
For years, you sought Don's input with the roster. I mean, what did you ask Lindy? I mean, how much input does he have on this roster, I guess?
A huge amount of input. I mean, I believe the best way to run an organization is to be collaborative. I just think that if me personally or, you know, someone is just making decisions independently, you can put yourself in some bad places, you know. And, of course, it's my job ultimately to make the final decision on certain things. But I'm always bouncing ideas off of him and having him help me. Hey, what do you see? What is our need? You know, you're the one standing behind the bench game one. You know, when you look at our group, what do you need? And that's where we really, like I told you a couple months ago when we did the press conference, wanted to get Lindy on board as fast as possible once we decided that was a decision, because we had so much work to do to get to today. And I needed his input and understanding the roster and what he thought we needed. So, yeah, we're in it together. I mean, myself, Lindy, the other coaches are involved in conversations. Obviously, you have Jason, Mark, and Jerry, and, I mean, scouts. I mean, it's just my style. But and then, you know, I take in all the information. I listen. I even hear the Sam's perspective, just from a pure number standpoint at times, just to gather it all. And then, you know, I need to be the one to make final decisions.
Kevin, you still have a significant amount of salary cap space, regardless of what you do with your RFAs. How do you plan on using that and weaponizing
that? Yeah, I mean, I've probably said this before to you guys. I don't get overly caught up in, like, are you spending to the cap or not? You're putting your roster together to win, and that's our focus. Obviously, when you look at contracts that are coming into the future, you have to plan, or you can get yourself in a really bad spot. So we understand that the first wave of a lot of our players, the core players we've signed, those extensions, some of those are kicking in this year, this upcoming season, and then there's another group coming. You know, so you're planning today, but you're also having to plan out the roster over time to make sure you're staying you know, as competitive as you can for the longest amount of time. That's the whole goal here.
How much of your plan this offseason is baking in the hope that guys will just frankly play better next season than they did this past?
It's an interesting way to put it. You don't just hope, you know, like you have to have some thought and substance to what you're trying to do. And after a lot of conversations with the players, with different coaches, and certainly as we got Lindy on board, there's a belief, I'd say is the better word, that the Tage Thompsons of the world and Alex Tuck and Dylan Cousins and Jack Quinn and these players are going to take steps to improve their own individual game. Some of it may be just because of their own game. Some of it may be the way we're going to play and just the predictability and playing a little bit of a faster, more direct game. You know, that's something that we've talked a lot about and I think our players will benefit from. So, yeah, and then you want guys to... The J.J. Paterka has had a great year last year from an individual standpoint. You want him to elevate and get better. So that's all part of it. But, yeah, I mean, I think those are the conversations you're having every day over the last couple months as you kind of try to put the pieces in place. And the plan is when you enter free agency or the draft, you know, looking to make trades.
There's so much talk, Kevin, about state taxes. Stanley Cup champions. I'm curious, when it comes to New York State, when you guys, this may be falling into Mark's point, you know, perspective or whatever, but how is that ever a factor when you're in negotiations?
Well, if you can get New York State to go tax-free, I'm in. I think it would help our roster, and I'll be up for that, too. I'm good with that. Yeah, I mean, it's just a reality of, you focus on what you can control, and that's what I believe. Do those teams in those states have advantages? Of course. But, you know, I don't know. I guess for me, you try to focus your attention on building an organization the right way where people recognize that and say, that's a culture, that's a place that I want to play, and that trumps everything in my mind. You know, and if there's players that just flat out don't want to be in cold weather or don't want to be in a state that has higher taxes, then they're probably not for us anyways.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kevin, you talked about cap numbers and such. I mean, do you agree with the notion? I mean, a lot of people would say you're not winning if you have $20 million to spend they don't spend. That teams do get close to the cap are the winning teams. I mean, what's your response to that? You might have that amount of space. I mean, it's not over. The offseason is far more, but you see my point.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think part of it is when you have some younger players, though, there's just going to be naturally some different cap numbers. Players on entry level, I'm pretty sure after this year, Jack Quinn and J.J. Paterka, just to use the two that are on entry levels, their contract number is going to look different. So, that's what I'm saying. We're trying to build a team. I don't get overly focused on exactly what that looks like today. Like, why are we going to spend the cap or not the cap? We're going to put the best team we can possibly put on the ice. Yeah, you can go get other guys and contracts that you may regret too, and then you're trying to figure out, like, how do I get out of this? That's what we're trying to avoid. We're trying to build this the right way, with discipline, but also we recognize this team needs to win. I understand that, and that's why we focused our attention to what I told you in the beginning, is how we were looking to improve in the offseason this year, and which I think we've done so far.
Trade talks that were going on, once the draft ended, you said you had some stuff, maybe kicking around. Does that get parked, for a couple of days with this, or is that still?
A little bit. There's still some dialogue going back and forth. I mean, I know there's a lot of rumors out there. I've been probably in the middle of every conversation you can be in, so I'm sure we're attached to a lot of rumors. I mean, some of the ones that people were so convinced that, we didn't want to pay enough for a player or whatever, I don't think the player got traded. Sometimes the other team might just not want to trade a player. That's part of it.
I'll make a bell about that signing, but I mean, just to have a guy that's raised a cup over his head, what does that mean?
Yeah, it's big. There's no way to, manufacture that, When you win the Stanley Cup and you get to raise that cup over your head, it's real. And there's something that once you've done it, everybody in the room, when you walk in the locker room, every single player knows you've done it. And just that experience, that feeling of this is what it takes to do it is really important. And that's something we identified too. I mentioned that about Zucker playing a lot of playoff games, winning a lot in this league. I mean, just those experiences for the young group that we still have, because I've told you guys, young is no longer an excuse. That we had to be young for a while to do that. We're still young relative in age, but our guys are more experienced now. And then you can just add those guys in that have had a little bit more of that taste of it, and know just that little bit more what it takes, I think is really valuable for our group.
Did you talk about Zucker?
About Zucker? Yeah, I try to talk to some of these things happen fast, and I have to be a little careful, because if there was say a guy we were targeting at noon, I may not want anyone to know about it until afternoon. So I'm always careful, but I'm always picking our guys' brains on stuff like this, like who played with who, or this guy I heard trained with this player, and what's he like? Is he actually work hard, or is he just pretend? So those are things I'm always asking our players. I think players are a great resource, just of information for that. He didn't. We spoke last night again late, and he knows that we've put an offer on the table that he didn't accept. But I haven't heard, unless it's happened here recently, that he signed anywhere. So, but no, I haven't got a phone call to say that he's not coming back. But hey, you get to this point, well, he's earned it in his career. You want to see what's out there, and I totally respect that.
You mentioned that a guy's hesitant about coming to Buffalo. Sometimes it's just you quickly move on. Is there a sales pitch that happens there? Do you try to push back on that, or is being in Buffalo, wanting to be in Buffalo, that important?
Well, I think of course, anytime you're recruiting a player, there's always, I hate to use that phrase, sales pitch. It's more of a conversation of here's what we're trying to do in Buffalo, and here's why, and here's the people from Lindy Ruff, and you know what I mean? You're explaining the philosophy. And then, you know, if I guess that's what I mean, you're never going to just say, okay, I'm moving on because this, you know, they might not want to be in Buffalo. You're going to at least try to understand, help them understand what the great parts of this city are away from the rink and all the different parts of being a Sabre and what that means. So yeah, you're always having those conversations, but I guess what my point is like, you can't spin your wheels, and if there's players that don't want to be here because it's just not, you know, that's not what they feel is right for them, then you move on.
If a team, like you said, there's some teams that haven't traded players that you're talking about. If they circle back, are you still interested?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, every day. Like, there's no hard stop to what we're trying to do. Like, we will do anything that we feel helps our team get better, helps the roster get better. And there's conversations we've had that, yeah, maybe the team said, hey, we'll park it for a while and let them get through this time and see where, the, you know, all the dust settles. But, yeah, I'm always willing to do whatever we need to do to improve. And that could mean a lot of different things. That could mean just, you know, players that we currently have. Are we looking to do something? Or is that prospects to make our, you know, our team better? Yeah, wide open. But in saying all that, it has to make sense, you know. And, like, we've built a deep prospect pool, but you don't just give prospects away, especially top prospects. It has to make sense. It has to be something back that's going to make your team better or help your organization, you know, or why would you do that? So, but always open to those conversations.
What's the strategy now for – lots of guys have signed already, but what's the plan ahead now for patching things up in Buffalo or Rochester?
Yeah, I mean, just continue. Like, there was a lot. Jason Karmanos was working extremely hard this afternoon. You're making sure that we're getting depth in the organization through Rochester and the different signings, which we'll continue to do. Yeah, I mean, just making sure you're staying plugged in to what, you know, what's going on. Sometimes there's things that happen where maybe a team ended up getting players they may not have anticipated, and then there's someone on the roster that's, you know, going to end up being available that maybe wasn't a week ago. So yeah, the conversations stay ongoing. But in saying all that, I really like the steps we took today. I think we took a big step towards being the type of team that we need to be. Harder to play against, direct, fast, physical. Wearing teams down in your face, and then the coaches are going to do the rest in terms of how we play with structure, the defensive responsibility, the non-negotiables that, you know, our players talked about accountability at the end of the year. They're going to have accountability, I promise you. And this is going to be, you know, a big, exciting time for these guys coming into camp to say it's time now. And I get excited about that. So we're gonna continue to look at things, but I like where our roster is.
Can you go over some things on development camp?
Sure.
Obviously, Savoy and Komarov went deep with the Memorial Cup, but are there any injuries, any other guys missing?
Cohen, I think, is the one injured. It might be, yes. I watched today's, but a little out of the loop with everything going on. But, you know, it did hit me today, a couple things. It was exciting to see our guys that we just drafted and you know, in the Sabre colors. Couple things, though, like, I started talking to Terry Pegula about this. I think we were 12, 13, 14 top prospects aren't here. And that's our choice, you know, with the guys that played deep into the Memorial Cup or that were in Rochester, number of first-round picks, second-round picks. We made a decision as an organization not to disrupt their training and just kind of where we are based on how long they played. So that's why we made that decision. But I, you know, I like the group of kids that we have here. And the other thing that hit me, Mike, about development camp that I thought was really cool was I think there were six junior Sabre kids out there today, former junior Sabres. And, you know, I give Patrick Coletta and Sean Wallace and Larry Playfair and the guys that have done a lot of work over at Harbor Center credit. Like, that's pretty cool to see. I think about Charlie Mendola 10 years ago next door and talking about, hey, it would be pretty cool if over time this junior Sabre and academy hockey were built up where players are coming out of here and end up in Sabre uniforms. So it was kind of neat today just to see. I think that's a pretty cool thing to have six former junior Sabres out there.
How high in the lineup do you think Zucker can play?
Yeah, I think he can play anywhere, all the way up to, you know, whatever Lindy wants to do. And I think that was probably one of the biggest reasons besides the stuff I mentioned about the competitiveness and track record and all the success and experience, his ability to play anywhere in our lineup, I think, is critical in style. You know, he's played plenty with top skill guys, or he could play more of that hard checking role. So that's something, a big thing, before we got into the conversations today, that I had checked off with Lindy, like, how would you utilize Jason? What do you think his best attributes are? Can you see him with fitting with this line or this line? And his answer was, I see him really fitting with any line. And that's what I was hoping to give Lindy, is the ability to mix and match.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.